Everybody, welcome to Talking Games with Tim and Clayton. I'm one of your two hosts, Tim Dunn. That's my co-host,
Clayton Margeson.
And Clayton, we have a very special situation here today because we have somebody who sounds very much like you.
Yeah.
Let's welcome our guest, Daniel Strauss.
Yeah.
Woo! Hey guys, it's a pleasure to be back here on Talking Games.
It is. I was just on the Voices. We're very happy to have you back. We're having some of our favorite guests on. I should probably stop saying that because it's probably offending people.
Yeah, I feel really bad.
The people who haven't been asked back, I think they know why. I think if you go back to the archives and listen, you see who wasn't asked back. You're gonna know why.
Hey Nicole.
Hey.
We're gonna have you back on.
I'm leaving.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no. So she's gone.
Trouble in paradise.
Do you need to stay on my couch? It's not a very good couch. I should warn you.
First thing she does is throw out that turtleneck. Burn it. You'll never see it again.
The first thing we usually talk about, it's very cold out. I feel like my brain, something happened.
It's really
with
bad.
It's a real 180 from the last time I was here.
Yes.
The last time I was here was Pride Parade.
The fan was on.
It was so hot.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know,
it was obnoxious outside.
What do you mean, Tim?
No, guys.
What does that mean?
The first thing we do on this show is talk about the games we're currently playing. Dan, what are you currently playing? I usually have a much better intro for that. It's not my brain
right
now.
That's okay. This is such a bummer for me because I was saying before we started that I really am having trouble getting into the games that I'm trying to play right now. And so the last game that I was playing that I was kind of driving through the story was the new Batman game.
Oh yeah.
I put it down. I was like, nope, not interested.
Were you a fan of the other two?
Loved them.
Yeah.
Loved them, but this one is first of all, so I went when the new one came out, I went back and played the last one again. Arkham City again.
Yes.
Cuz I love that game and I was like, I want to I don't know if I'm going to get this new one, because the reviews were coming out, and they were not good.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I like this one, so I'll play that again, and maybe that'll, like... So I played it, and was like, yeah, this holds up. This is great.
Right.
And then I went to a buddy's house, and he had the new one, and I was like, oh, what do you think? He's like, it sucks. He's like, it sucks. Take it. I was like, really? He's
wow.
Like, he goes, yeah, take it. It's terrible. You can borrow it. I was like, okay, yeah. I mean, because I was like kind of like curious, like, you know.
Yeah. And that's a free game right there.
Yeah, exactly. And I was already thinking, I may just buy this anyway. So I started playing it. It's the same game.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally the same game, the same sort of like story progression, the same items.
It's set in Gotham, right? Like Arkham City was.
It's set in it's set in the same part of Gotham that they used for Arkham City.
Oh my god!
Like it's amazing. Literally like the same like four blocks that they were like, "This we're gonna turn this into the prison." Except like they made it like a little bit bigger, which is like you know you don't really need it to be any bigger.
Yeah. Does the gameplay, I assume, is pretty similar?
It's not as good. That's the other part. Like, the best thing about those games is that, I know, right?
It's the amazing fighting and the feeling
combat.
Like Batman.
And my friend, when he gives it to me, he's like, it's the same game, except they somehow found a way to screw up the combat so that it's not as fun. And I was like, yeah, I'll be the judge of that. And he was right. Like, it's all hitting the counter button now. You can't get, a punch combo because dudes will just come up and tag you. They'll just hit you. Like, in the last game, I remember this from recently because I was playing it, like being able to just like zip all over the place and hitting guys. And like there would be a guy with like the electric things over his head, you know, or he's going to hit you, but you could still hit him before he got you.
Yeah.
You can't do that in this game.
Yeah.
If they've got those things over their head, they're going to hit you.
Do you feel like they like streamlined it to try and make it easier?
I think that they. I was going to say like they rushed it, but like I don't know if they rushed it because it took a long time to make.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It took a long time to crank out the same game.
Too much work into the wrong parts of the game sort of thing.
I don't know what parts those are yet.
Yeah.
That's it. I can't figure. There's a boss battle where you literally just walk up to a guy and hit him and he falls down.
No.
Yeah. And it's like kind of
funny. Is it meant comedically or yeah?
Yeah, it's like because he's like here we go and Batman just literally walks up to him and hits him and he hits the floor, which is like, oh okay, that's funny, but like
You also wanted a boss fight. Yeah, right.
There was, I mean, the Deathstroke boss fight is really good. But but again, it still feels like, it feels kind of like the Ra's al Ghul fight from...
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Bleh. You know, the Mad Hatter shows up and takes you on a psychedelic journey again. The Riddler, who Batman doesn't know him yet, so he's calling him Enigma, has hidden data packs throughout the city. I mean, it's the same...
Right.
And to a certain extent, it's like, yeah, you know, the formula works, but like... You gotta mix it up somehow. Also, if you're gonna call this Arkham Origins, shouldn't it be, like, an origin story in some way? Like, shouldn't it not start?
Because he's, like, 2 years in or something,
isn't
it? Shouldn't
it not start with, like, Batman being like, yep, got most of this figured out already. Like, I feel like he knows more in this one than he did in the last one. He seems to have it more together than at any point.
Like, he should be inventing gadgets and shit.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it should be like, oh, come pick up your concussion thing. It's like, well, oh, he's just already got one of those?
That was the weirdest thing to me was, like, he's got all the gadgets from,
right.
like, Arkham City.
Yeah.
And it's like, What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, what did
and
he do with
like finding parts? I'm even finding like things where I'm like, oh, I can't go past there yet because I haven't met Mr. Freeze yet and gotten the freeze grenades. I'm like, I shouldn't be thinking that.
Yeah, you shouldn't know that.
I shouldn't know that.
You shouldn't
happen.
Know that. Awful.
And I haven't gotten that far, but I assume
right.
that Freeze shows up at some point. And you get freeze grenades,
right?
I don't know. It's just like I feel like I've played this already, and like. I get it. It's like his first encounter with some of these guys, but it just doesn't...
Yeah.
It's like the same game. And not in a good way, because I mean, one of the games that I played this year that I loved more than my you know, right up there, my favorites of all time, was the same game as the one that came before it. But there were enough... And I'm talking about Bioshock Infinite.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is literally Bioshock, again, with a different background.
Right.
But done in such a way that it's still captivating. They added things. They added the skyhook. They completely took the animation and the scenery in a different direction.
Oh, absolutely.
So it holds your interest. And they tie that into the plot line, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just like, they just clearly regurgitated the same thing. It's like, so I've been playing that.
Yeah. The thing is, though, like, I'm sure
they're
short
answers. No short answers, you know?
We
love
Batman.
What else you got?
It sucks.
Mm. Moving on.
No, the thing is, though, I bet they made just a ton of money. Like, I can't
it's
imagine...
Got Batman on it.
Yeah, I can't imagine they're going to go too far in a different way or anything like that.
And it didn't get horrible reviews.
Right,
I mean,
no.
It's gotten like 75
everywhere.
The only place that I think really panned it was like GameSpot. But they've been panning everything lately. They've been hating everything.
I feel like the ones that aren't checked as often as some of the big ones, IGN and those, like,
mm-hmm.
some of them have to come out, like, real hard against stuff in order to get noticed or something like that.
Yeah,
but.
Maybe. I don't know. It just, to me, it just, I wanted to like it, but it's not holding my interest.
What are you playing?
I actually got, speaking of borrowing games, I borrowed Halo 4 from somebody.
Oh.
I was like, I just, you know, I'd like to play through the campaign. I heard it's kind of interesting.
Uh-huh.
It's a good campaign.
It is.
Yeah.
It's really good. I actually was
it's
very
the first one
impressed.
I played. I played every Halo game, and it's the only campaign that I played.
It's like, I watched the cutscenes on YouTube. It's like an emotional
It really
Halo
is.
Game.
Yeah. It got to me a couple times. I didn't ever, like, really tear up like we talked about in the last podcast.
It's
but
a robot.
Yeah, exactly. Like
it's a computer program.
But I felt pretty bad.
There's
like
a weird like romance between these two.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or like just I've always kind of thought that it's like, wow, Master Chief, like he's got kind of rough. Like he really doesn't have any friends,
right.
you know? Because it's like the moment he is done fighting, he just like goes under until they need him again.
Right.
And I'm like,
that
sucks.
Yeah.
And so Cortana is kind of like his only constant in his life, and now she's just like straight up gone.
Right.
That's
what I kind of like about it, is that there's this utterly pitiful underlying thing of like two stupid robots. You know what I mean? Like who like have so little in life, like
and
so little in ways of friendship or love that like this guy is like fighting to keep this computer program
it's
a lot.
All he has.
Like it's pathetic when you really think
right.
about it
but,
in
he's
a sad
just,
way
and, but yeah at the same time he's just ripping through like alien forces just like savage
right.
awful stuff that he does but it's
oh
like,
he'll kill living things
yeah
but
yeah,
no
yeah,
computer
yeah,
program's
no
gotta stay
AI
alive.
Yeah absolutely
yeah.
I thought there was like a point where like a captain is like screaming at him. And I was like, I mean, straight up, like, how stupid are you? Like, this guy is towering over you. He's basically a killing machine. It's like you really want to be like, hey, you fight you, no, 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 no. Like he's just like yelling at him, like pitching this little hissy fit.
Yeah, like this guy could like rip you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're really worried about him like going rogue, like this might not be the best tactic.
You need to have some sort of a button that just makes him stop.
Yeah. Instead, he turns to like the much smaller Spartan, and he's
right.
like, arrest this guy. It's like that's not gonna fucking
come on,
work.
Come on.
Like,
yeah.
But that was fun. Fun little romp.
It's a good campaign.
There's, I always thought the idea of, I haven't played it, but Halo, I think it's Reach?
Mm-hmm.
That yeah. one seemed cool. That's the one where, ultimately, the planet you're trying to defend is doomed, right?
Yeah.
Like I said, I've only played one campaign. Played them all. Played every single one multiplayer. Only played this campaign. So I was real confused. Apparently, there's some sort of a ring around a planet.
Oh,
somewhere.
That's right. Yeah, it's kind of a whole thing.
Yeah. You say so.
Reach is, I thought, first time I played through it, I was like, holy shit. Like, that was really cool what they did. There's a lot of stuff that I wish they'd done better.
Sure.
But, yeah, like, you actually, when, at the end, you're basically left on the planet, and you're just fighting Covenant until you die.
Oh,
and
then
it's actually your character getting killed.
Hmm.
I'm like, holy shit. Fuck.
That is
dark.
Grim, yeah.
In the way that they took Arkham Origins, it was a third-party developer taking this franchise, right. And it sounds like maybe didn't hit high marks. Halo 4, new developer, it seems like they nailed it.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
I would say they nailed it.
Yeah, I thought they did a great job. I mean, it's pretty safe. They didn't take any huge risks.
Right.
But they did enough. But the multiplayer felt better to me. Then the past year.
They fleshed out the universe a bit more, you know what I mean?
I felt like the campaign was, like, really immersive. Again, nothing to compare it to, but to me, it felt very immersive to me. It felt like a real, like, experience.
Yeah. It grabbed me, for sure.
Yeah.
It was, but yeah, it's like, oh, they could have done whatever they wanted with it. It's like, okay, you played pretty close to what it did in the past. But, I mean, you're taking over something that's, like, so beloved.
Yep.
And at the end, they even have, like, a thank you message,
which I thought was nice. Yeah, it's classy.
Yeah. It's like, thanks for letting us, you know, mess around with your universe a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, it's because
of, that's very
cool.
I think at the end of Batman, there's a message that just comes on and just says, like, ha-ha, gotcha! Too late, you already bought it.
Hey, sorry. Yeah. We really, sorry about this one.
I don't think they're going to pause.
They make it seem like the Joker made the video game.
I made this!
did you like the new Batman and Joker voices?
No, man. I mean, like, great. It's great for those guys that they landed those roles.
That's great.
But, like, no, of course not.
Fuck those guys.
No, the other guys have been doing
Kevin Conroy and
immediately.
Mark Hamill. They've been doing it for, like, what, the past 25 years? I want to hear new people do it.
I bet they just asked for big bucks or something. I don't know. And rightly so, they are.
Like,
you know.
I mean, I know that Mark Hamill was like, I'm not doing the Joker anymore.
Yeah.
After, like, Arkham City was like his farewell to the Joker.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Super cool. Kevin Conroy, I have no idea. No idea.
It's awesome until you pick up the new one and you're like, oh, this guy again? It's Joker again? It's a different guy doing his voice? I don't know. I know that there's, like, a shortage of, like, really sinister Batman villains. But it gets down to it. Like, the character... Batman's so interesting because, like, as a character, he's inherently dark because he's, you know, created by watching both his parents be murdered in front of his eyes.
Right.
But, like, the villains he fights are, like, some goofs, too. He fights, like, the Riddler, who's just, like, a goofball
who
likes question marks and jokes.
Yeah.
And, like, the Penguin, who, again, is just, like, a little goofball.
Yeah.
Like... But then, like, the Joker is, like, the Joker, oh, you're like, oh, this guy is the guy to match up with this guy. He's crazy.
Yeah.
You know? So he's obviously the most fun one, but...
Right. He doesn't have a lot of, like, subtle murderer types. It's a lot of, like, big costumes and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, like, Zaz, like, Mr. Zaz, which has a great thing in Arkham City.
He does.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, more of that kind of shit, where, like, innocent people are at risk, and Batman has to kind of, like, figure out a way to keep them alive, keep himself alive.
That was
I love
a really
that
good,
stuff.
I like that one a lot. I don't know, the Mad Hatter, I mean, this guy's a goof. He's dressed up like Alice in Wonderland character. Like, how frightened can you be?
Right.
You know?
I played a couple things.
Oh, yeah, what have you been doing?
PlayStation Plus had put this game called Binary Domain up, and we've talked about this feeling before when you pick up a game, you put it in, and you're just like, oh, not for me at all, whatsoever.
Yeah.
So that was this game. It's like a squad shooter, and...
I feel like I've heard of this.
It's you fight robots or something in the future, and
been there.
You know, many times in games. You know when like you just listen to some of that like shooter dialogue, and you're just like, this is just dumb. Like I could have written this when I was like 18 years old.
Yeah,
and I feel like that's obviously the audience they're going for, but it's just like I don't connect with that anymore. Like, I would love it if... Because they're talking about, like, after this mission, I'm going to go to Tahiti and meet some babes or some shit like that. Like, I would laugh so hard if, like... Like, they were in, like, combat, and this guy was just talking about, like, yeah, things aren't going well
with my
girlfriend, you know? Like,
yeah. I'd love to go to Tahiti, but I wake up screaming in the middle of the night, thinking about all the people I've murdered in my life.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Sexual activity, just, I can't really do it anymore, to be honest.
Who wants to have sex after you've killed someone? That's awful. That's disgusting.
We're Oscar Mike. That's the phrase that every time I hear it in a video game, I just fucking crack up. Because it's overused so much. It's like, we're Oscar Mike. And it's like, you guys Oscar Mike, we're Oscar Mike. And I'm just like, what the fuck? And I don't really know what it means.
I don't know what it means.
On the move, maybe? I don't know.
Makes sense.
I don't know. I don't really care. It just is so funny to me that it's like this, of all the things that get overused.
I briefly played the Mass Effect 3 multiplayer with some military dudes that took it way too seriously.
Yep.
Which I was like getting yelled at for getting in the line of fire of these guys. And I was like, God, we're shooting like aliens here. Let's not get mad at each other.
Yeah. And at this point, I think it is worth mentioning just a thank you to everybody in the military for your service. What you do for this country is, you know, we appreciate it so much. But, you know, maybe just hop off Mass Effect 3.
That's what I was saying.
I came through.
The other game I played, I got a Redbox code for a free game rental, and I picked up Beyond Two Souls.
Okay. Oh, no, you did not.
Yes, it did.
What do you think?
This one, you're familiar with this game?
Yeah. It just came out, right? Is it a PlayStation?
A couple months ago, but yeah.
Another one of these big sort of like cinematic...
I was a big fan of Heavy Rain.
Same guys? Heavy
Rain? Yeah, Quantic Dream Studios. Their game before that, Indigo Prophecy, the first third of it, I was like, amazing, totally went downhill. This one, I really liked it. It did get good reviews.
No,
but
it got
really,
pretty much panned.
Yeah. But I enjoyed it. I feel like we gotta...
Did you play it?
No.
There's some of these games nowadays where, like, the main criticism on every review I read was like, there's no gameplay. And I would keep coming back to, like, yes, but this is a different kind of game. Like, it's a different thing. There were so many cool things. Like, it affected me, like, emotionally. Like, going through the life of this young woman was, like, super weird. Because I was, like, there was this whole level where you were, like, at a teenage party, and you're a teenage girl, which, like, put me in the mindset of, like, remembering hating those parties when I was that age. And then, like... As the girl in this game, this dude kissed me, and then he ended up calling me a slut at the party, and I got so mad.
Yeah.
I was furious. And then afterwards, I was like, what a weird... I would never feel that way. I really like that this game sort of explored that stuff, especially video games being so male-dominated.
Sounds like one I might like, actually.
Yeah. No.
This is where actually, I started to kind of veer toward.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of the game Catherine?
Oh,
I've heard of it.
I played a demo of it. I mean, the premise is that you're just, like, this guy who is in this steady relationship with this girl, Catherine, with a K, I think.
And you have a one-night stand.
He goes out as a one-night stand with Catherine with a C.
Yes.
Who's, like, the total opposite, and it's just kind of like him struggling with figuring out what he wants.
Yeah.
And the levels are, like, he has these nightmares where he's, like, climbing up these blocks.
They're, like, puzzles,
They're
right?
puzzles, yeah. They're just little puzzles, but like in, you know, it's like a big like monster versions of Catherine that like show up, and it's I don't know. I played a demo of it, and I was like, this is kind of intriguing, but this is all the gameplay.
Yeah,
I don't know if I could do a whole game.
And like part of the whole game is just like you get asked questions that are so like.
This is Beyond?
No. This is Catherine. You get asked questions, and I've only seen some of this from reviews and stuff, where it's like, do you think monogamy is good or really good? Like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And you, like, answer text messages and stuff. I was like, I don't know if this is really for me, you know.
But that sounds amazing.
But I mean, the demo was fun. I was like, all right, maybe when this is $20, you know.
Yeah. And it was very different, and I think that's why I like Beyond Two Souls so much, is I was just like, I came away just thinking like, oh, I've never really played anything.
All right, I'm
going
to pick that one up.
And a little bit of FTL, but I gotta taper that off. It's too good.
Which was that FTL?
FTL.
Faster Than Light.
It's this roguelike space thing on Steam. Every game is different, but you repeat a lot of missions and everything like that. But
you're basically a starship captain trying to get from one side of the galaxy to the other.
Just go as fast as you can.
It's, right, you get into some shit, though, dude.
That's right. I take it a different way. I take a longer way. I would avoid that stuff. Are there areas of the galaxy where you're just like, you don't go there? I'll take it.
Clayton, you review anything this week?
I did. Blood Knights.
I don't know that one.
It is a... Whoa, man. So... Blood Knights, I gave
did
it
you know Clayton's reviewing for HonestGamers.com?
No, I have no idea.
That's
great.
Yeah, thank you. It's been pretty fun.
It sounds fun. So this they send you free games?
Yep, that's usually. Awesome. If I don't already own it, which has only happened like one time.
All right, good.
Blood Knights, I will say, not bad. It's a hack and slash. I gave it a 5 out of 10.
See, my mind immediately goes to, oh, that is bad. But I guess that's a... that's more of a
five
rating
out of 10
system
is,
thing.
You know, so that's okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, it's got some good stuff to it, but like, I actually hit this pretty hard in the review. The sound design in this game is unfucking bearable.
Really?
It's so bad.
I feel like that's a thing I would so rarely notice.
It took me a long time to pin down why, like, the combat, because the combat's like free flowing, it's fun, you're like, so you get like turned into a vampire early in the game.
Yeah, go figure.
If you have any questions about what the vampire universe is like, I got no answers for you because it's not explained at all in the game. They're like, oh, sunlight kills weaker vampires, but you already know that. I'm like, that doesn't make any fucking sense. But sure.
I did
so
not
we're
know
in
that,
the sun
actually.
Quite a bit for
sure.
This game. Like,
I hate that.
Shouldn't I die? You're like, yeah, so I just kind of had to like forget all I knew about vampires. And vampires in this game seem to just be like, you know, fucking strong people.
Right.
It's like, no difference. Oh, and you can suck blood from your enemies, which is pretty cool. I'm like, that's kind of nice. But I was like, why does combat feel so boring and unsatisfying? And I realized it was like, when you like hit somebody with your sword, it's just sort of like, poof, like just not a good sound effect. Mm. And when you killed somebody, it made like, it was not satisfying at all. Because yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, these performances are about as good. Yeah, you just get
come
like,
on.
Ooh, ooh, like, just kind of like... The minor inconveniences. And also, maybe the worst voice acting I've come across.
I got one more.
Okay, all right. All right.
It went up for me. Oh, he's okay.
No, he's not. You gotcha. Yeah.
So 5 out of 10, you'd say?
Yeah, which
gotcha.
I was
at this
I was
point
also
he has
told.
To say it. It's in writing.
It's
somewhere.
In writing. No, you know what? Actually,
yeah.
If I'm remembering correctly, I would give it a 5 out of 10. My favorite part was I also got for the first time told that I was being too mean.
Do you want to keep talking about this on our podcast?
Yeah, I got no problem. All right, okay. This no one
was a commenter.
No, it was the guy, the editor in chief, told me. Because I, and to be fair, it was because it, like, kind of weakened my argument in the last paragraph, where I basically compared them to a peewee football team.
Wow.
Like, and I was like, they didn't do a terrible job. I mean, it's like they lost a game, like, 49-6. And it's like, hey, you scored a touchdown. Like, you didn't get the extra point, but you scored a touchdown,
yeah,
right?
Because they had those two field goals.
Yeah. You got a couple field goals in there. It's amazing you got in the field goal range, even. So that's not too bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, no,
maybe
it's
a touchdown where they went for a 2-point conversion and didn't.
Yeah,
you know?
They probably went for two.
They
really got blown out early.
We all need to kick it.
49.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, they were. So he was like, "Yeah, it's a bit condescending." I was like, "Yeah, you're probably right."
That's
so
kind of a huge understatement.
Are you on anything right now?
No, not right now. I was looking at a couple of things, but I was like, there's nothing pressing, so.
Gotcha.
We'll see. That's also what I said last week, and I reviewed this game, so.
Gotcha. So as part of bringing on some of our favorite people, we're sort of talking about a little bit the year in review, and, one thing we talked about with Dan is, things that surprised us or really sort of blew us away this year, and things that, disappointed us. Dan, before we, started the podcast, you mentioned two games that sort of blew your mind this year. Which ones were they?
BioShock Infinite
mm-hmm.
and The Last of Us.
Oh, shit.
Were the two games this year that I think... ruined games for me a little bit. Because BioShock Infinite, I finished that game, and I put down the controller, and I stared at the screen for 45
you
minutes.
You did a Game Bros about this. I'm remembering the name
yes.
of your web series. Yes, it was super funny.
We did, yeah. And that's a little more of the... Yeah, it's just basically Tim and I both staring at the screen, and then it just ends with me going, what the fuck?
You know, cause, yeah, right.
Because, you know, the first
that
you,
ending.
You go, oh, wait a minute, I'm going to need this explained to me very soon. Yeah. But, you know, even when I didn't entirely understand everything that had happened, I got enough to be like, whoa, I think that just, like... Because to me, it wasn't just about the fact that, you know, they had basically made the same game. I mean, the funniest thing to me is that, so all these criticisms are coming out when they're releasing just screens of the game and videos and gameplay before it's even come out. And everybody's saying, oh, it's just, it's Bioshock with a new coat of paint, Skyoshock, you know? And like, the funny thing is like, yeah, that is exactly what it was. It was Skyoshock. It is the same game. The characters are the same. Mm-hmm. Like, the levels come at the same time, but they're different. Constants and variables, right? But they're different. And you don't, like, really pick up on it. Like, you're just kind of like, yeah, this is, like, similar to the last one. But then, like, you know, and spoiler alert, when it gets to the end and you find out that it's just basically another flip of a coin, it's just another version of the same game, I was like, well, wait a minute. Like, how does this apply to, like, pretty much every game? You know? Like, when she said, she's like, there's always a man, there's always a lighthouse, there's always a city. I'm like, well, that's, like... If you think about that loosely, that's kind of every game ever made.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, because that's like Mario trying to save a princess. And the castles at the beginning of every level.
Mm-hmm. Locked up in a tower, someone guarding her. Yeah, right.
I mean, and then I was like, wait a minute, does that mean that Bowser is actually Mario from a different universe? And that really got me. I was like, what happened to him that he became that thing? So it's just like, it just really, you know.
Oh, that's one of the sort of things that they go after in terms of themes. What is the independent game? It was like the
Braid,
yes.
Oh, yeah. Braid.
Yeah, that's they kind of
explore
that.
That game was way too smart for me. To be perfectly honest, like I tried and I was like, nope.
I still need to play Bioshock Infinite. From what I understand, though,
did I just ruin it?
Oh no! I watched
all the cutscenes.
Oh god! Okay,
go back and listen to that podcast where I yell at him.
Played me very mad. But it seems like there was a lot of because it was a deep game for sure, and there was a lot of things that you'd only pick up, like the twins or the two basically same person from different universes.
Right.
If you picked up the collectible like information,
right? But even when you listen to it, like you pick up those voxophones, like you don't fully understand what they're
right.
Like the great thing about a game like this, and it's similar actually for Arkham. City, because Arkham City has a big twist at the end, and if you play it again, knowing what the twist is, and you listen to what everyone's saying, you figure it out. Like, it's all spelled out for you. And it's the same with Bioshock Infinite. It's all spelled out on those voxophones, what's going on.
Yeah.
It's all said very clearly, you just don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
It's sort of a game of, like, very limited information, but they give you everything you need. It's just like, if you had this one puzzle piece, you'd be able to
put it away. Exactly, and that puzzle piece is pretty big.
It's so good.
The my favorite like minor thing from that game, just looking at the cutscenes, was I love the dude who traveled through time and stole music and brought it back. I thought that was so cool.
Yeah, Fink's brother.
Yeah,
because
that was one of the first, like right before it came out, they released that thing of the guys singing the Beach Boys song.
Yes,
and I was like, that's got to be a choice. I was like, there's no way that they were just
so
like, we're gonna use one or two, you know. Modern songs in this game that takes place in 1912, just because they're good songs. I was like, nah, no way. That's got to be some sort of a creative choice. And I was really happy that it was.
Yeah.
You know?
And we talked at length about The Last of Us and how it just sort of blew our minds. How did you react? I feel like we just got to start out here. How did you react to the ending?
Oh, man. It was so good. And it's interesting because I played it after Infinite, and I had heard this game had a good ending, too. And you kind of can tell when you're playing it. You're like, I think this thing's going to end well. Or not end well, but I'm going to enjoy this ending.
Right.
You kind of start to see it coming toward the end that he's... Because the amazing thing about that game is it's like written like a screenplay. Like, it really is written like a movie. The characters go through arcs and change quite a bit throughout the game.
Yeah.
So by the end, you know, when they're talking about going into this place, and she's saying, you know, whatever happens, I just want to, oh, I hope I can help. And he's like, well, you know, hey, let's see what happens. You're like, oh, well, I think this guy.
Oh, boy.
So he starts, and I'm, of course, I'm thinking about choice and, like, because Infinite, again, and I really feel like this was the year for the two of them to come out, because Infinite's point is basically, like, you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, you don't have a choice. And that's why they put in those things like the bird or the cage.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. It makes no difference what you pick. It's the same stupid game every time. Like, I feel like it is being like, you idiots. It's the same thing. And no matter what, you think you have a choice, it's a video game.
Right.
So, it's this, like, when you get to the end of that game and he starts, like, killing everybody who is trying to save the human, like, literally, like, oh, she can save the human race.
Right,
and
right.
He's killing all these people. Culminating with killing unarmed doctors. Like, I walk into that room and I'm like, all right, I'm just going to take the girl and leave. It's like, no, you can't do that. You gotta
did you
kill.
Do the same thing where, like, the doctor lunged at you with the scalpel and then you put it in his neck?
No, I just shot him.
Oh, fuck.
Me too. Because you picked up the scalpel. And yeah.
I just would not move. And I would say after 2-3 minutes or something, a doctor came out with the scalpel and then I turned it on him.
Well,
and
that's
him
actually,
in the neck.
That should make you feel a little bit better about. Because I just walked in and was like, they're just standing there, and I go, I'm just going to take the girl. And I'm like, he's not doing it. I don't think I have a choice here. Okay, so I shot one,
yeah,
and then the other two are there, and I was like, all right, do I have to? Okay, fine. So I shot another one, and then I walked over, and I was like, oh, I could have, okay, all right, whatever. Tell my story, you know.
That one lived to tell the tale.
But you think as you're... I mean, for me, I thought as I was doing it, I was like, this is terrible. This is awful. And I should just... Like, you don't. But I was like, I should just turn this off. Just, you know, I shouldn't do this. Is there a suicide? Can I just
kill
myself?
I've thought about that. Like, the good ending to that game is getting to that point and then dying. Like,
yeah.
In the lab.
Let them kill you.
Right. But there's no ending.
Right, of course.
You know.
It's a game. You don't have a choice. You have no choice.
Yeah.
So... You finish it, and then, you know, it was just very powerful ending, and the things people live for, you know, the things that make people want to survive.
I mean, we talked about this a little bit with Molly Wilbanks when she was on, and she hadn't played the game. We basically just described the moral choice that we went through, and I think back on this sometimes, I'm like, I don't know if there's anyone that I wouldn't, it'd be horrible, it'd be an awful choice. But given the survival of the human race, I don't know if there's anyone I wouldn't go, this is awful, but you have to do it. You know what I mean?
He's been through it already, though, you know?
That's the thing.
Right. The game with losing his daughter. He's like,
you can't have it again.
I can't do it again.
That was, I mean, we talked about this before. That was, like, one of the best intros to a game I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. It was unbelievable. I had Tim Ryder come over. I was like, you got to watch this thing. He just played through just the intro, and he's crying by the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I was losing it a little bit.
God.
Oh, no. I was kind of like, what am I getting into with this thing?
Yeah.
You know?
And then it's just like 20 years later.
Right.
You're like, fuck me!
Yeah. You're like, I was like, man, if it starts like this, I don't know, this thing's going to get pretty rough, I think. This is how they lead you into it. I think it's going to get pretty rough for this guy.
Yeah.
And you also, or we talked a little bit, Dan, about Far Cry.
Yeah.
Far Cry 3, and what a great surprise that was.
Yeah. I was disappointed by Far Cry.
Oh, were you really?
I was.
Oh.
Interesting.
Never mind then. I misheard.
Let's go get into it.
Here's the thing.
Were you a fan of the franchise, or did you just jump
into it? This is the first one I played, because we talked about it, and it was... on Amazon for like $20 one day, and I was
okay.
Like, wow, that's I'll pick that up. That's supposed to be good. The gameplay is great.
Yes.
The gameplay is
absolutely
great. It's really fun. The sandbox element works really well. Liberating those like camps
and
was,
all
like,
the different ways
fun.
You can do it and everything. Yeah.
That was really, really fun. And I went around and like liberated all the camps and did all the like radio towers and stuff. And that's all great. Like all the side questing. Aside from when they're like kill this bear with a bow and arrow or whatever. So I was like, screw you. Like,
no, I got stuff to do.
Man, forget those. These bow and arrows. arrows suck, man. They're like, oh, just line up the red dot with the thing. And then the arrow drops right in front of you. And then this bear's like, nah, motherfucker. And you're like, oh.
Come on. I had that so many times where I'd be like in the middle of liberating a base and a panther would come up or something. Like,
well, it's been a good run. Mostly it's that bow and arrow that drove me crazy. I'll kill an animal with a shotgun, you know, a pistol, whatever. But if they're like, use the bow and arrow, I'm like, not doing it. I'm not going to get that iguana skin. You know?
I'd make a wallet out of it. It's just not going to happen.
It's not worth it for me. But the thing that really bugged me about it was the storyline. And this is why I think that games like The Last of Us, like Bioshock Infinite, have ruined games for me. This storyline to me was so stupid. So stupid. You land on this island, you go on vacation on this island, that somehow you didn't know was like this like hub for like
drug dealing, human trafficking. Right,
right. You know, I thought there was nobody on the island. It's like, well, probably like 5 minutes of research would have told you otherwise, because there's horrible things going on there. But then you're like, you get there. And I realized this really early on, like, just from the opening montage, I'm like, I don't like any of these people.
Oh, sure.
These people suck.
Like, you would not hang out with these kids.
They're such D-bags. They're, like, listening to M.I.A. and be like, yeah, bro, yeah, dude. I'm like, ugh, they suck. And then, like, you get captured, and, like, the first guy he's like, the guy and his brother, and his brother's, like, an army guy. And I was like, all right, I like you. I was like, respect. Again, thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
He's dead within 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And you're just left with, like, this, like, lousy sort of bro who's like, oh, I gotta get my friends back. I'm like, why? Why do I want to get any of your friends back? Like, I don't like you.
My least favorite part of the game was the sort of mystical elements to it. In the dream sequences. That did drive me pretty crazy.
Yeah, that was really, I didn't understand.
What's this adding?
Yeah.
And, like, this whole thing of, like, you are Voss, Voss is you, and I'm like, where are we going with this? And literally the only place we're going is, like, you're kind of a violent person inside. Like, I was like, oh, come on.
You
figure it out 2 seconds, you know, you go on that first mission with the flame, like, they telegraph everything. Yeah. You're on that mission with the flamethrower, he's like, woo! Yeah! Like, you're like, oh, this guy really enjoys burning these drugs. Probably too much.
Yeah.
Like, considering that, like, his girlfriend is still being held captive, his brothers are both dead, and two of his other friends, he doesn't know where they are. He's really, in a sick way, enjoying setting these drug fields on fire. Like, oh, this guy has some weird violence issues.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I would say if there were... the strengths of the game are the gameplay, of course.
Absolutely.
And I feel like there is a great performance in the main bad guy. I thought Voss. He did a great job.
Yeah, he's fun. I just wanted them to do more with the connection between the characters. Because they keep being like, you're me, I'm you. And then another, no, you're not. You're two totally different guys. And that's it.
Yeah. I did read one thing that made me kind of more, I think, more forgiving of the plot, but it's also one of those things of like, we're probably trying to be like, they're in the Matrix still or whatever, like in the end of the third Matrix movie where it's like, what the fuck is this garbage? Right. And it's like, they're still in the Matrix, like people try to add that on afterwards, like fans and shit.
Yeah.
That's sort of how this feels, but I've always, I thought it was interesting because it's like, Jason Brody does a ton of fucking drugs in this game.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He does so many, like just you with your syringes, like every 5 seconds. And there was like this idea that it's like basically Jason Brody is like going through like basically this crazy drug trip and he's like murdering people through it.
Right.
I was like, that's kind of more interesting, but.
He seems fine though when he talks.
Yeah.
Like he seems pretty level headed.
Yeah.
If he's going through a crazy, like I said, Jason, this is Dennis.
Yeah,
you know, like he's doing, oh, I think he's drugged out.
Yeah.
He's like, hi, I want to save my friends. You know, like, he seems fine to me. And like, there's one guy who you save, and like, then I like, they're like, check out his bio. And you know, like, I read his bio, and his bio's like, he's an investor on Wall Street. He has a subscription to 5 porn sites. I'm like, the world still needs this guy. I risk my life to save this guy. He sounds like a total prick. And then the thing that really got me about it, as if those things aren't all enough, is like this whole ridiculous thing of like you meet this like beautiful, princess, whatever she is, and she's like, we have always had a dream here, the Rakiat. you know, we have always had a dream that there's a story that a white man would show up and save all of us.
I was just going to talk about
this. Yeah, it's ridiculous, yeah. And it's so offensive.
Like, all the characters are going, it's like five white kids are the heroes of this
yeah, five
island.
Dumb, unlikable white yeah, kids yeah. save an island
that did
full
truly,
of black
yeah, that did truly nothing exceptional before they got
nothing,
there.
Nothing!
Yeah, yeah, right.
Nothing!
Yeah.
And the one guy who was admirable, the army guy's dead. Like, and she's like, oh, we just, and then, like, by the end of the game, she's like, I love you. I'm like, why? Well, there's that one part where they're just like, all of a sudden she's having sex with him. I'm like, why?
Right.
Why?
Right,
what's right. attractive about this guy who shows up like a little sniveling bitch, doesn't know what's going on. I was like, I just want to save my friends. Well, you must do this. And like, I'm like, why does anyone like this guy? And then like the dentist guy, also really underdeveloped. Mm-hmm. Like there's that one part where
dentist
like,
guy or dentist?
Dennis.
Oh, gotcha.
There's that one part. Like I kept thinking, I was like, I don't know about this guy. Something seems off with this guy.
Oh, yeah.
No, nope, he's fine. He's, like, everything is exactly as it seems with this guy. Even though his bio is like, we think he's from Libya? Like, also, I'm going down a real rabbit hole.
No,
with this.
By all means.
Who's writing those bios? Who's supposed to have written those bios? They're all written in this weird colloquial, like, this guy's your buddy. But I wouldn't like it. Like, I'm like, who wrote
this? It's the CIA dude, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I think that's
I thought there was more to him, too.
Yeah.
I was like... I was right. like, for sure this guy's not real. For yeah. sure this guy's in his head, right? There's no way this guy is real.
Right, because it felt like they're almost trying to do, like, you know how they'll have those characters in, like, GTA, but they're meant as satire?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it felt like they were trying to do that with this character, but it didn't gel with the rest of the world.
He didn't feel
quite.
Real.
Yeah, yeah.
I was
yeah.
like, oh, there's an American spy who's just been hanging out here for, like, 20 years, who's yeah. accomplished nothing. You know, but that ending is what really, you know... Well, no, I was
oh, sure.
There's that part where you walk by Dennis and he's like drinking. It's like, I think the right after they have mm-hmm. sex, and he's like, oh, I am always with whatever her name. I don't remember her
yeah,
name.
Yeah, I remember.
I am always with her. She is always with me. Oh, yeah. And he's like clearly like upset and bothered yeah. by what happened, but then like it doesn't really. I mean, obviously, he tries to stab you in the end.
Yeah.
But like the whole ending, I just got so pissed off. Yeah. Why does she care about him? Why is this guy dumb enough to come at him with a knife when he's standing next to this woman? And, like, also, like, that voice over at the end of, like, I guess I'm a violent guy. Like, because I didn't kill the girlfriend. Because,
no,
because I'm not
right.
a lunatic. Like, who goes, like, yep, gotta kill the girlfriend, hang out with these crazy guys running around with guns and shoot people all the time. No, I'm not gonna kill this woman.
I think you mentioned that when you first talked about the game, is, like, it's so black and white, the choice
yeah.
at the end.
It's such yeah. an... Kill your innocent ex-girlfriend or don't.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I think you would have liked?
Or just leave. You can also just
literally
leave.
Just walk off the island.
Yeah,
and everyone's
not,
fine.
It's not like walking into the room full of scientists and it's like, all right, hey, do you want to just take off instead? It's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
No, you have to kill him.
Yeah. Or this other guy will kill this woman who, like, has been manipulative and has blood
yeah.
all over her hands, too.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever, man.
Yeah, and you also just don't give a fuck about
You don't care about any of them.
Like,
you don't care about anybody.
Like, Voss's crazy sister. It's like, oh, yeah, I trust this bloodline.
And that's meant... Yeah! Exactly! And that's mentioned, like, twice. He's like... And Hush Whisper was like, oh, you've been hanging around with my sister? Like, are you? What? I'm sorry. Are you guys playing? I can't really... Like, neither of you seem that proud of it, which I understand, but, like, can we get a clear line on this?
Right. Did you play the DLC?
No,
see,
man.
That I think you would have actually liked, because
really?
It did not take itself seriously at
oh,
all.
Oh, the monkey, crazy monkey shit?
No. The one that was like, it was meant to seem like an
oh,
80s action
oh,
movie.
Oh, sorry, Blood Dragon.
Blood
yeah.
Dragon.
They
yes.
had a couple different DLCs.
That sounds fun.
That
There's
one,
another one where a guy's trying to rig monkeys with explosives, which is pretty fucking funny.
That's pretty
Blood funny. Dragon's great.
That's what I hear. Yeah. Yeah, so here's why I would still recommend that game, the gameplay. Like,
yeah.
taking over those bases and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say,
I played the whole
know
thing.
What you're getting into. Yeah.
I played the whole thing, start
right.
to finish. Like, I wanted to finish the bases, you know, all that stuff. The storyline
mm-hmm.
wasn't keeping me interested, but it was in the way that I was like, God, I hope that they, like, do something interesting with this.
Yeah.
Like, just... put some sort of a twist. Like, there was no twist. Everything is completely as it seems the whole game.
Yeah.
This prick lands on this island.
Yeah.
He's kind of a violent guy inside.
He
and
says he's a violent
some
guy.
Guns. Right.
Yeah.
And it turns out he's a violent guy.
Yeah.
The end. Like,
with that Gordon Freeman style of, like, you're just really good with this military-grade hardware, dude. Like, yeah. It's like you didn't need any training.
Yeah, I remember when his, like, friend has had, like, a pilot's lesson or something, then he flies a helicopter. Yeah. I was like, what?
I mean, I like, you know, Flight of the Valkyries.
That was pretty awesome.
That was cool. I mean, yeah, but it's just so much, like, I don't know, it just felt so racist to me, too.
Sure, yeah, it's like
these
absolutely.
Two, like, white kids driving this plane, just, like, killing all of them. Yeah. I don't know.
It's also interesting that you never pop out of Jason Brody's body in the whole thing. Like, yeah. That's like a cool choice that, like, when you're like digging out of like the fucking pile of corpses.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, that's really cool. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of really good stuff, but totally. Yeah, it's framed by a thing of like, we don't know.
Maybe just one black friend who keeps weighing in on, like,
maybe, I don't know. Like,
why'd we come here, by the way?
I just found all of them so unlikable. Sure. So instantly unlikable, and that made it really hard for me. And, the whole ending, the whole thing with, like, we dream that a man will come from the north and set us free. I'm like, God, this is like everything I hated about Avatar all over again.
Clayton, did you have any, like, disappointments that you can think of offhand? I mean, you've reviewed stuff that you didn't care for, but ones that you thought you were really going to like, but didn't actually.
That's a great question, Tim.
If you need a sec, I have one for sure.
Disappointments? Just disappointments?
I have one for disappointment. That would be...
I would say that game wouldn't be my disappointments, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I that. Far Cry 3, all the issues I had with it, I did enjoy the gameplay a lot, and it wasn't, you know...
Sure.
So aggressively, you know, that I was like, oh, I'm really super offended by this. I just was kind of...
Yeah.
So, I would say, fun game. Fun game.
Fair.
For me, one totally that fair. I... thought I was going to enjoy a bit more. It wasn't a massive disappointment, but I thought I was going to like Assassin's Creed 3 a bit more.
Boy, was that game bad. I just like, really hitting all my spots right now.
Oh my God.
I gotta let somebody else talk on this.
Because I love the like the Revolutionary War stuff. I love that time period. There was something clunky about the...
You know what it was? It was terrible. That was the problem. It was bad from start to finish. And I only made it through about a quarter of it.
Did you care for the naval battle stuff?
No!
Really? Oh, no. I like that stuff. Oh,
that's funny.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, after that one, I went back and I played Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, and I actually really liked that one.
Sure.
It was an open world, it was just one large environment that you went around to. This one, I didn't really care for that you went from, like, home to Philadelphia to New York.
I never felt any control over that.
Yes, it felt very disjointed in that sense. The combat was really repetitive after you learn how to unlock, like, each new villain or whatever. It got so much hype, and it looked beautiful,
sure did.
You know, but,
dumb.
It just didn't do it for me.
Edgar Blackman gives me a really hard time about this, because he really liked that game, and he likes the new one, too, because he loves those naval missions.
Mm.
I did not enjoy those naval missions. I found the boat difficult to control. I found myself boating around in circles, trying to figure out what that... I mean, like, what is the worst level of any game?
Water level?
The water level.
Yeah, right.
Like, from day one, you're like, ah, shit, a water level. You know, it's like, get that part in Mario 3, you're like, I love this game, but why the water levels?
Like, or what's the one in Ocarina of Time? Like, you need special boots and shit.
Anytime you're in the water, you're screwed.
Yeah.
You're screwed. So I was like, this is not going to be for me. That and just like, man, that game, I could not get into it. I thought it was so boring. And like... Anytime, like, you spend the whole beginning of it playing as this guy who's not even the guy. And then there's, like, this
like
big twist
two
of,
or
like,
three hours.
He's a Templar! And I'm like, who cares?
And also, the main character of Connor, I feel like they really made him, like, he's a noble person. He's also just kind of boring, you know?
Yeah.
There just wasn't much to him.
One-dimensional?
Yeah.
I was, you know, you're trying to... sneak into like these bases, and they give you like a red coat uniform.
Yeah,
you know, and you walk in, but then like if anybody sees you, like, hey, you shouldn't be here. I'm like, why did I even put this on? Why am I even wearing it? If literally everywhere I go, they're just gonna be like, hey, what the? Seriously, I should.
Why is there a Native American in the British base?
Why?
Which is fair.
It is fair, but like, why did we steal this costume?
Yeah.
What was the point of doing the whole like cartoon Scooby-Doo tackle and put on his costume? If, like, everyone's just going to know who I am immediately. And I also was dumb because I was trying to do, it would be like, for extra points, do this and this. And I was like, well, I better do all those things. And I was like, no, those are, people go back and try those later.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I had a lot of trouble getting into it. And, and the other thing that drove me crazy was the board games.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
the little mini games, right?
Oh, my God. I was like, oh, great. I'll play these board games and I'll rack up a little bit extra capital and that'll be great. You can't win these games.
Yeah.
They're so hard. They're like, here's how you play Nine Man's Morris. Dip, 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 and you're fine. I'm like, okay. And you start playing. You're like, wait, is there no, like, beginner level on this?
I think I won maybe one time.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's a professional Nine Man Morris player. I only knew this game existed like 2 minutes ago. Come on. That's not a fun... why even put it in? You know? It's like, I don't know. Like I think of like the card game in like Final Fantasy VIII.
Or Red Dead Redemption had some great minigames like that.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you kind of know how to play blackjack and poker and shit like that.
Or the, like knife between your fingers thing.
You have the idea of like, well, this is how this game is played. And then it's like... Here's a fucking new game. Never played before. Never existed. Maybe it did. You don't know. This guy's amazing at it.
This guy, by the way, this guy's the best in America at it.
I remember coming away
being
the
only
like,
person who plays it.
I came away being like, oh, it makes sense we don't play these games anymore.
Yeah.
I got so mad. So I that's all I would do. Because I would love side questing.
Yeah.
I would just be like, oh, I'm just going to play these games for a while. I'd just be like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
And you keep thinking like, okay, well, it's like my sixth game. Maybe at this point I'll get the hang of it. No. Like, I watch strategy on it, and Ryder makes fun of me because he's like, you know that's not the point of the game, right? I'm like, I don't care. I want to be able to enjoy everything about it. And then when I was like, all right, I'll go back to the plot, whatever, it froze on me. So that game just kept going roadblocks.
So boring. So that'd probably be my big disappointment from this year.
Yeah.
No, that was early this year, right? It was like February or something like that.
It came out around the time, same time as Infinite, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, not too far apart.
Yeah, because everyone was real. Like, you guys think Infinite's good, this is going to be great. And I was like,
idiots. And then they announced, like, maybe like 2 months after that came out, they're like, the next one's going to be Pirates. I was like, you guys can go to hell. A whole game about just being in the boat. Give me a break.
We haven't talked about this much. The new consoles have come out. Do you have any interest in picking one up right now? It seems like there's not a lot of just soft, like, games out there.
Not right now.
They're too expensive, too.
Well, you know, and I've saved up, actually, some gift cards from, like, my birthday and stuff. Because, like, I constantly was like, new systems are going to come out. Yeah, I should, see if I get some discounts on these. But, like, you can't pull the trigger so early, right? You gotta wait.
Yeah.
Especially because at least 6 months.
Most of the games are pretty bad, it looks like.
Well, and this Xbox is like, I don't know, does this thing play games? I mean, like, I get that I can have, like, live fantasy football scoring if I have an NFL.com account, which, like, no one does. Everyone uses ESPN. But, like, I don't know. Or, like, now I can have somebody, it's not enough that somebody can interrupt me with a message. Now they can try to Skype me on this thing. That's a draw. That's, like, a plus. Like, I'm right in the middle of the game. I got, like, Skype call from, like, oh, come on, I don't want to talk to this guy right now. Everybody's got to know where I am all the time.
Oh, God. Yeah.
The camera on that thing. Who wants that? Camera that's on all the time.
And I've still got plenty of stuff from this generation left to play. Like, I was making a list of all the things I've just missed, or that I'm like, I maybe wasn't interested in first, but people have sold me on it.
I'm intrigued by the PS4.
Yeah.
I think that's the one I'm going to get if I get either of them. It's cheaper. Yeah. It's going to have I was talking to my buddy about this the other day. It's going to have the exclusive titles, I think, that
yes,
I want.
Yes, absolutely.
You know.
Clayton, any disappointments?
Amnesia Machine for Pigs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
Didn't like it as much. Yeah. I think it was also because, like, I loved Amnesia.
Yeah.
And when I went in, I was like, really? Like, not even an oil, like, meter or anything? It felt a little bit... I don't know. It just didn't do it as much for me.
I didn't play it. I heard it was... You know, terrific.
So. It's fine. I think it was like, I was really...
You loved the first one so much.
I was really into it. And then I played Outlast, which was like, I thought pretty good. And like, scary, and it got me at times, and I was like, fuck, man. Like, that was pretty fucking scary. And then like a week later, Machine for Pigs comes out, and I'm like, all right, but here's the main event. Like, here's what I've really been waiting for. And then I just played it, and it was... I maybe played it for like 3 hours before I was done. Oh. And there was, like, no reason to go back and play it again. And I...
Was it real scary, though?
Not really, actually. A lot of time, like, the most tense moments tended to be, like, pretty easy. Like,
sure.
I was like, oh, shit. It's one of those things of, like, when I thought I was, like, at any moment now, it's going to get really fucking scary. That was the scariest stuff. Because I was, like, tense about when it was going to get scary. Then I just kind of realized, like, I don't think this is getting any worse than it's already been.
Yeah.
And you could just kind of run past enemies, and they didn't really do much because they were all, like, little pig people.
Right.
And they just, like, start screaming and, like, run after you. And they were, like, it had moments, but, yeah, it was just, like, I'd say, yeah, probably, like,
yeah.
a 7,
sure.
even.
That's like, interesting, because I'm not a big horror games guy, but everything I read on it was, like, people loved it.
Yeah.
I think I read one review.
That whole genre is really making a comeback on, like, Steam, like, independent games, which is very cool.
Well, Outlast was, pretty small company, Red Barrels, and I was so amazed at what they were able to do with it. Because, I mean, like, there's a lot of dumb shit in there, and it drove me crazy at times. But I was, like, legitimately scared at times. Like, you never do this in horror games, I feel like. You go outside at one point, and it's just, like, pitch fucking black.
Mm.
And there's lightning, and you have to kind of, like, use
that's cool.
to see. And you know there's dudes around. You know there's shit out there, and you're like, oh, fuck me. Like, I don't want to do this. But it's, like, almost... there's almost no direction of, like, where should you go? It's like, dude, you gotta just fucking walk through this dark courtyard. And I was, oh my god, I was terrified. That was awesome. But yeah.
Dan, if we had to hit you up for, like, your best of 2013, what do you think it'd be?
I mean, it's Infinite.
Infinite?
Yeah. Infinite is the best game that came out all year. With Last of Us being a close second, but Infinite.
Sure.
Because of I thought the statement that it made about games in general and just, like...
Choice and
turning its nose up to the whole industry while making one of the best games I think the industry's ever seen. I mean, I just thought it was just... It's an amazing experience that just, like, has stayed with me in a way that no game has since Final Fantasy VII, to be perfectly honest.
I don't think it can be understated how beautiful the game is, too.
Yeah, like, it's gorgeous to look at.
Yeah.
I mean, really, like, I think I'm going to play it again.
Yeah, the thing, I played through it twice, I just played the DLC, Burial at Sea.
Oh, yeah, I played that, too. Yeah,
of course, yeah. I liked it.
I liked it, too. People are giving it such a hard time.
People fucking
really?
Hated it.
What,
yeah.
It's a DLC! Yeah. What do they want?
And it was also, like, you knew what this was going to be. Like, they didn't fucking, like, pull any punches on you. Like, yeah, it's like, oh, we made it seem like it's this, but it's really this. It's not like a bait and switch.
It's not a new game, you know that, right?
Yeah, it was, and I was supremely satisfied with, like, what we got.
I mean, when you get to the end and it's like, now you're gonna fight a big daddy with a sky rail, I was like, this is what I've been waiting
for. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Great, yeah, let's fight this big daddy. Like,
man,
that was really cool.
He's fucking tough.
He was really tough. Yeah, well, they're all, they like...
I started running out of ammo real quick.
Yeah, me too. And then my game glitched up and I couldn't use any of the tears. So I was a little frustrated, but at the same time, I forgave them. I said, well, you know, whatever. I mean, I got through it, obviously.
Yeah.
I just thought getting to see Rapture in its heyday was so cool.
Yeah, it was really interesting.
Oh, it's like Rapture before everything goes to shit.
It's a different
universe. Very cool.
Yeah. So it's...
It's the day everything is supposed to go to shit.
Gotcha.
It's New Year's Day, or New Year's Eve day, or whatever.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Xander Cohen stuff, I mean...
Yeah.
When you walk into his... It's probably you walk into Xander Cohen's... studio, I guess, and it's just pitch black, and then all of a sudden there's this, like, and it's the white outline of the rabbit mask.
Oh, yeah,
And as you walk, there's another one. He's a scary character, man.
He is really fucking freaky.
Yeah.
I love that in the first Bioshock, you could just not fight him. Like, he just will let you go. But you could also choose to fight him.
About that.
I want to play that game again, too.
Yeah. It's I was replaying it recently. Yeah. It is great.
It holds up.
But it is fucking, like, so hard when you are... Because I was used to Infinite's controls.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, oh, fuck. I have to switch over to a plasmid. It's just, like, a little bit too much.
Sure.
But it's still great, though.
Yeah, and I mean, they throw some stuff in there, and there's Voxophones in there that had some really interesting insights on the game, you know, and the two universes, and I just thought it was just getting to walk through Rapture and have it be like Columbia, you know, before the stuff goes down. I was like, That's really cool. Yeah. And also, one thing that everybody I know really liked is there's like two gay couples in there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, which is really neat. And I forgot that, like...
Especially back then. Wow.
I know. Well, because it's like, Rapture in some ways was, like, oddly progressive because of the way that it's just, like, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
As a man not entitled to the sweat of his brow, right?
Right.
So, I don't know.
Or another man's brow. Am I right, folks?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, because...
Yeah.
Men having sex with men?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm with you. Yeah.
Tim, how do you feel?
You know
about
I don't
that?
Approve of it. I talked about this with the parade, okay? God! We talked about this briefly, like, when we were talking about when it came out. How do you do a next game in that series?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know if you can.
Yeah.
It feels dumb.
You blew it up. Right? Yeah. I think you probably don't. I mean, I wouldn't. I think if they do, it probably won't be very good.
Because I almost feel that way about The Last of Us. Like, I just want that to remain what it is.
They're not going to do another one of those, are they?
I don't know.
What else would they... Yeah. It's not like Uncharted. I mean, you can't...
No, find a new fucking...
We'll just
relic.
Take them to Peru! Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know...
Yeah.
The Last of Us, Down Under! I mean... You know, I think that's probably...
LA's got, like, a little... Yeah.
It's the whole game again, but they're Australian. Yeah. It's the same exact game, but they're in Australia. Okay. That's
Okay. I've been waiting for my turn.
Oh, like, I'm always waiting for my turn. I swear. Okay. No, it's okay, mate. Okay, mate.
All right.
Credit.
God.
Ooh, another thing about Infinite that was so great is that it has completely ruined the song God Only Knows.
Oh, yeah, me. Yeah.
Because now I can't think of it without thinking of that. Like, it seems like it was written for that game.
They actually, you know how sometimes you'll hear a song and you just have to listen to it over and over again? I did that with the BioShock version of Tainted Love, which is so good.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah.
Oh, God.
All that stuff is so fun.
It's funny you guys talked about replaying. I just ran into Jeff Murdoch. And
my condolences.
He was talking about how he just...
What's the problem, Dan?
He just got into Skyrim, and...
Oh, man.
We'll probably... I feel like we should have him on.
Does he know that it's not like a university that you can just buy it? You don't have to get in. You can just pick it up at any time and start playing.
He applied
and
he got
Skyrim. I can't wait to go. There's going to be girls and cats.
That's
is
one.
Is he here? I mean, is he here, right?
Jeff? That's one I feel like I'm probably going to get into again at some point.
Yeah, I almost, like, I was thinking the other day about trading it in, then I was like, nah, I'm going to keep that around.
Sure.
Yeah. Anytime. I could play that game anytime.
Yeah. Skyrim was great.
Yeah.
Did that come out this year?
That was last year, or
it
maybe
was
the
like
year
2 years ago, because it was 11-11-11.
That came in that year where it was like Uncharted 2 or 3, and
3,
like,
I think.
Yeah. Arkham City. It was like a killer year for like the holiday season.
Oof, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here we are again this holiday season.
Oh, I was going to say that this year was kind of soft in terms of like... AAA games.
This holiday season has been a bit of a letdown far.
Yeah. Well, they're just trying to rush like games for the new consoles.
And the only one that I've seen that's gotten pretty good reviews, because there have been a lot of clunkers apparently.
Yeah.
Dead Rising 3 apparently is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
but it's not the
franchise.
System seller.
Noted.
You know? Yeah.
I was disappointed too. The new WWE game is apparently just more of the same.
Yeah.
It's because, you know, THQ
How are those
is gone.
Nowadays?
I don't know. The same game every year.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You know? THQ went under, so 2K bought it.
Or, yeah.
You know, so it's WWE 2K14.
Oh.
I mean, this one was rushed. They just took over, so I think they just kind of slapped a new coat of paint on it. Or I don't even know if they did that much. Made like a new WrestleMania mode and put it out. But all the reviews are just like, it's the same thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
They need to shake that up. Like, they shook it up like... 3 years ago, I want to say, like, WWE 12 was, like, a reboot, but it, like, was only a reboot in terms of gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, gameplay has always been fine in those for me, but you have to find a way, like, people who watch wrestling watch it for the stories.
My favorite part, like, I played a couple of them, I don't even remember which iteration of them I played, but there were ones where it'd be, like, do you want to trash talk before the match, or do you want to be respectful and that shit, and that, like, having an effect on your character? I thought that was really cool.
They have to find a way, because they have, like, I think we talked about this last time a little bit, too. They have this, like, universe mode now, where you just make all the matches, and you can create the arenas, and this and that, and, like, it's fun, but there's no consequences.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, great, I made my own arena, I created the entire cast of Friends, and now I've got my Friends Wrestling League, right, where I just have, but it's like, okay, who cares?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What are you playing toward? Like, right. In a sandbox mode, to make it fun, there has to be, and it used to be that there was the GM mode, and you would take control of one show, and you were competing against the other show
for ratings, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then at the end of the year, there was, like, a winner announced for that year, like, great. And you would get rated on your rivalries and stuff, and, like, that was really fun, but that's all gone now, so it's like, and I actually love, like, the sport aspect of wrestling, but it's not enough to keep me interested in a game.
Yeah, you know,
I love, like, the athleticism, but that's not enough to, for me, you can't just, like, and the commentary is, like, awful. I think they got, like, the two guys to sit down, like, 6 years ago, and they were just like, all right, look, we're doing this now, we're not doing it again. We're not ever coming back.
Get it all out now.
Like, but we got, there's, like, new wrestlers, they're like, just find a way. I'm not doing it again. So, like, I was kind of, like, I didn't think it was going to be great, but I was, like, hoping, like, every year I'm like, I hope it's good, and it's like, nope, it's not really, it's the same as last year.
Sure.
That's a disappointment, too. You know? What's the word?
Pile that on the disappointments. I can't think of any other big disappointments.
Batman and that
Assassin's Creed 3.
Assassin's Creed 3 was terrible.
Yeah.
Just the worst.
Well, we're gonna bring you on again sometime. Talk about some uplifting shit. No, I'm
kidding. I loved
you
Infinite.
Loved Infinite. You loved Last of Us. Yeah.
I mean, really, you that's know, so if great. We want to end on a positive note, I mean, play, I don't know if we're ending. I don't want to rush the show.
I would say again. My other contender, for best of 2013. Honestly, mostly in terms of gameplay, GTA 5 is just great. Like, it's
we have to mention it, right?
Yes,
we have to mention it.
It's one of, because there actually aren't that many, like, big name contenders this year. It's like Last of Us, Infinite, GTA 5.
I'd say that's it.
Those are the
for the games of the year. Ones. And if I don't know, like, if there's, like, a definitive list that's like, this is the one. I mean, I don't know if we go by the Spike Video Game, how we pick the best game of the year, but I imagine that wherever it gets picked, it'll be GTA 5, just because of, not, the, and to be honest, I have not played GTA 5.
Huh.
I, like, don't.
Is it not your kind of game?
Not really.
Sure.
Like, I played the last one, and it was fun, like, I didn't even finish it.
It was funny,
after a while,
like,
I'm just like, it's kind of repetitive.
Shockey pitched me the thing to raise money to buy me GTA 5, and I wanted the game, but I kind of wanted to be like, it's not, I don't actually play this kind of thing. It's not really.
There's not, I don't know. It's like, you know what kind of, like, gets to me about those games? It's like, it's, I don't know, they used to always start with, like, a guy getting out of prison. I don't know if they still start that way.
It's
like,
No.
Like, the one, the San Andreas one, like, starts with a guy being like, I've been locked up for a long time. I made some big mistakes in my life. I'm going to change that. And then, like, he comes home, and these, like, immediately these guys are like, hey, man, you want to go, like, kill this guy and rob him? And he's like, yeah, okay, yeah, all right. I'm like, what? Like, what? You're going to go back to jail, man. What are you doing? You just got out. Like, I don't know. There's this sort of just, like, I don't know, because there's violence in other games that doesn't bother me, but... Maybe,
Yeah, we've talked a little bit about this. There's a torture scene in GTA 5, which the more I hear or, like, read about it, I guess they're trying to make a point that torture is bad, but it's just like, okay, fine. I feel like you're a little bit glorifying it in this video game, and maybe, I don't know, to younger kids, maybe they're going to be like, really enjoy it or something. I don't know.
I was never crazy about them, but now more than ever, I just kind of feel like I don't really need that.
Sure. It's kind of like maybe growing out of certain genres or something like that.
Like, I realized, like, even playing, like, Last of Us and Infinite, like, the cartoon sort of aspect of Infinite is something that I really like.
Hmm.
You know? Like, Infinite feels real, but Elizabeth looks like a Disney princess.
Right.
You know what I mean? So... Whereas Last of Us, it feels extremely real.
Yeah.
And I like that, but I think I prefer... There's some quote from the... is it Miyamoto? Is that the guy who created
That's
Nintendo?
Yes. Yeah.
There's some quote from him about how, like, games have to look like games. And they have to feel like games. Because when they're not, if they're too close to reality, than their reality. And reality sucks. You know? You want a game. You want a game's
escapism.
Exactly. And I, you know, for better or worse, that company has stuck to that.
Yeah.
I mean, they have seem to have no interest in making, you know, even keeping close to those other two consoles. It was like, no, we just make goofy, fun games.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of respect that. You know?
They certainly outsell the other consoles like crazy, which is really
funny.
Do they?
Does the Wii outsell them?
The Wii, like, the 3DS, or the at least the DS, like, outsold all consoles
combined. They're affordable, too.
Yeah, the just, Wii, yeah, the Wii... You don't think of it in this way. They didn't win in terms of games, but in terms of sales, absolutely won.
I do remember
last console generation.
Yeah.
Because they also, they got the casual market. You know, like you can you see people playing like Wii Sports in nursing homes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. Yeah. My little brother lost Wii Sports. So mad at him. Because like I'd come home for like Thanksgiving and stuff like that. Let's play bowling. Oh, I lost it. What are you doing? That's like the best game to come with a system since like Sonic.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like I got into every one of those sports pretty hard, except for baseball. That was a weak one. But like I remember being sore from spending a whole day Wii boxing.
Oh my god, play them all, man. So yeah, Wii boxing. Oh, all
right here. Dude, yeah.
What is that? What happened to me? Oh, I was accidentally exercising playing this game. Oh, I lost it. I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
Crazy. Why do you even have the
get your shit
anymore?
Together what's his name?
His name's Marty.
Get your shit together, Marty. What are you doing,
Marty,
man?
He has no idea where it is. I'm gonna do some Wii bowling. It's like the one video game where my mom's like, you can leave that on, you know, you can leave that in the living room, that's fine, it's fun.
Yeah, yeah,
it's gone.
Oh god. Marty,
great, you know, we got great.
Dan, thank you so much for being on the show.
Hey, my pleasure. My pleasure.
If people want to see you not talk about video games, but do comedy in Chicago, where can they see you?
They can see me on occasion Saturday nights at the I.O. I sit in with Chaos Theory.
Very cool.
That's 10:30s on Saturdays. They can...
check out Game Bros.
Check out Game Bros. We're on hiatus right now, but GameBrosWebSeries.com. And I'm directing a play right now. My first directing gig. I'm directing a play called The Moms, Fanny Pack and Heat.
Where's that going to be?
At the Chicago Dramatist Theater.
Oh, very cool.
Over on Milwaukee and like Ogden in Chicago. Right off the Milwaukee Blue Line. And the way I could best describe it is the elementary school PTA meets Lord of the Flies. It's real fun.
That
plays all through December, and Dave Marr is in it, so Pat Rourke, a few improv people, and then a few people in school, and so people should check out themomsplay.com.
Very cool.
Nice.
Clayton?
Late 90s at I.O., the Big Yellow Bus on Thursdays at 8 at the Playground. Check that out. Also, Sovereign Show coming up in January, January 25th at 11 p.m. And you can actually go online and dare us to do stuff.
Is that Hijinks or just Sovereign?
That's just Sovereign.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, for that show you can dare us to do stuff. And we're going to try to do as many of the dares as we can. One of them is like drink your own urine. We're figuring it out.
Don't do that.
Yeah, we're figuring it out. That's all I'm gonna say.
Don't do it.
You know, I don't know, man. It's a craft.
I mean, we support you in what you do. Don't drink your own urine.
Okay.
Figure it out.
We're figuring it out.
as for me, coup de grace at IO, the Shock T's are going to be doing the live Nerdalogs podcast at the Pub House Theater coming up. That'll be fun. Oh. I think this is coming up pretty soon. We're going to be opening up for Rick Bayless. Do you guys know the chef Rick Bayless?
Of course, yeah.
He's going to be doing improv there with Jimmy Corain. So we're going to
That's awesome.
They sent us an email and they're like, well, which spot would you like? And it was like improviser. Oh my God, Rick Bayless? Yep.
It's a no-brainer. That's so cool. He's got those great Fronteras in the airport.
Yes, that's where I eat his food. Where you can afford it.
Yeah.
So that's going to be really cool. And, listeners, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I feel like if there was, like, a way to, like, break down, like, in just, like, by percentages, I feel like I talked this entire episode. So I want to apologize to listeners.
That's why we had you on.
Well, Damn. I guess that makes sense.
I'm hungover.
Just, like, running my stupid mouth.
Clayton, take us out with one of your catchphrases.
Is that what that's the fuck a cell is phone. That? Is that your phone?
Use it. That's not mine, but go for it.
Tim sucks.
Bye, everybody.